was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man!
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Thank you, Coach Probst. Oh, man. If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what does. Balls of Steel coming up. Hour number three. So hold those. Yeah, hold those. Before I get a couple calls, let me just look at the lines. I didn't really pay much attention to them on Sunday. Rob was linking them to me. Rob in the 210. That Friday night game, first Big Ten game, Illinois at Wisconsin minus 21. On Wisconsin minus 21. BC minus 2. They host Chestnut Hill. They host Georgia Tech. Florida State, after that nice W over North Carolina, has got to go to Louisville. I didn't even mention the Louisville-Notre Dame game. Incredibly low scoring. Ended up 12-7. Notre Dame offense sputtering. Louisville not very good on defense either. Alabama travels to Jeremy Pruitt. Alabama goes to Spokane, favored by 17 on Saturday. That is the CBS game. I'm sure they hope for better than that going into that game. Clemson favored by 45 over Syracuse. Doug DiBiase's been pointing out Liberty. They went there and beat Syracuse. Buck did the game. We'll talk to Buck about it tomorrow. Yeah, Buck had the call of the game. Miami favored over Virginia by 10. Games at the U. Navy and Houston. Houston minus 11, is that right? Penn State travels to Indiana. Penn State minus 9. That's not an easy opener. That Rutgers-Michigan State game. Sparty minus 14. Nebraska-Buckeyes, Bucks by 23. Iowa-Purdue. Purdue minus 2. Texas-Baylor. Texas minus 14. Cincinnati-SMU. Circle that one. Luke Fickell minus 2. Oklahoma State minus 4, Iowa State. Oklahoma minus 5, TCU. Auburn minus 6 at Ole Miss. By the way, Arkansas is the surprise team. I always get that question. Bill, what's the surprise? What's the surprise, Bill? So far, it's Arkansas. Let me just find a couple of others. LSU minus 7, South Carolina. Any others? We got so many more games. Kentucky minus 5 at Missouri. Michigan, Minnesota. I knew there was one we needed to get to. Michigan, Saturday night, Minnesota. On network television for everybody to see. Can't wait. Mason Blue favored by 2 at Minnesota. That is a very evenly matched opener. Excited about that game. Armageddon, what's up? Appreciate you waiting.
Bill, how we doing?
We are very good. Thank you.
So Jeff in the Borough is still alive, I guess.
Jeff in the Borough checked in and might have been his best call ever. Got to give it to him.
I didn't get to hear his call, Bill. I'm disappointed I didn't hear his call.
It'll be archived. If you really want it, you can go find it.
Now, Bill, let's go back to last week. I don't know how good you remember some things you say on this show. And this is secondhand information, and I didn't hear it, but my BGA sidekick, you know, that I meet at McDonald's, tells me that you were talking about me and Cosby having a debate or something in Council Bluff, Iowa. Is that true?
Somebody tweeted it. It wasn't my original thought.
I just wondered where the Council Bluff, Iowa comes in.
That's a long-standing show item where years ago we adopted that as the ultimate neutral field. Council Bluffs is right next to Omaha. If you've ever, I don't know if you've ever gone to see Vanderbilt play in the College World Series, but where the old Rosenblatt Stadium is, you can look over and see into Council Bluffs, where the Henry Dorley Zoo that's right there, and also there's a casino right there. Anyways, we just adopted that years ago as the ultimate neutral field. So when we were on the show and somebody would say, what do you think would happen if Alabama and Ohio State played today? And we would say, okay, we'll go to Council Bluffs at 2 o'clock. We'll find 100 yards of flat acreage, and we'll play it off, see what happens today. So that's where Council Bluffs, Iowa came into play. That's the background, the backstory.
Bill, I got a little problem this morning, you know, about handling business.
Yeah.
You know, when you work off your cell phone and you forget to pay your cell phone bill,
yeah,
that's a problem.
So what happened? They cut you off today?
Yeah, my bill was due by midnight last night, and I forgot to pay it, so I'm going to have to pay it at 8 a.m. this morning, and then business will start at 8:30.
Well, I mean, what are you calling me on? Is this not your cell phone?
I'm calling on a landline. I threw Charlie a little curveball.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, get that bill paid.
Bill, Bowcut probably wishes he had a quarterback, don't you think?
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. Apparently, he thinks he has one. I don't know what he's looking at, but he just keeps inserting a quarterback who is afraid to throw the football, and again, I will repeat, has lost any sense of pocket awareness. He has none. Whoa. You're talking about Georgia, right?
Correct.
Okay, I thought you were talking Skolcan. You said bowl cut. Stetson Bennett's been okay. He's done okay for them. At times he's been better than okay. You're not beating Alabama with him, though. So I get what you're saying. Yes.
Alabama, Bill, and I don't know. I guess I'm just going off the results of that game, you know, Saturday. But it appears right now that Alabama's head and shoulders above anybody else in the SEC.
Oh, I think that's pretty – yes. I think that's a good assessment. Now, we got to keep playing. Every week is a reset, but I don't think that's stretching it with Alabama. Clemson is just destroying the ACC, as we know. That won't stop. And then the Buckeyes are a pretty heavy favorite. Not as big as Clemson, but in their league, a pretty heavy favorite. Penn State's probably their biggest nemesis, I'm thinking. But Armageddon, have a good day, sir.
See you, Bill.
Appreciate the call. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. Welcome in.
Well, Bill, I had the unfortunate happening to watch the game with Tennessee Shanky, Bama Papa, and Pac-12 Dave were all at the house. So we watched the game together. And as I did all year long, I predicted Alabama win. And the reason I did was what we all talked about all year. Leading up to Georgia's season, 9 new offensive starters, a new coordinator, no spring training, and then we had Jamie Newman opt out. Daniel's not cleared, and when he was cleared, he's still not ready to play. And, you know, Stetson did a good job in the first half, but when a guy called me yesterday from Atlanta who breaks them down, and he said, look, man, there were 15 different plays in that ball game where Georgia had receivers running open. The pass was either batted down at the line of scrimmage or Stetson just didn't see him. And then he has Burton wide open over the top for a touchdown, totally missed him. And there's a reason you're a 5'9", 5'9", half quarterback and you're not a five-star recruit. You're a walk-on. There's a reason for that. Now, Stetson's done a good job. But I didn't think going into that game Georgia would beat Alabama with Stetson Bennett, and it didn't happen. Alabama deserves, and I give all the credit to Alabama, a great football game. They played great. Second half, Stetson throws two picks. There's a reason he's a fifth-string quarterback. And I look at, and I knew it was going to happen. So the first thing I hear from Sooner fans, Florida fans, all these fans, you got to fire Kirby. You got to fire Kirby. You know, guys, he's a four-year head coach. Who would you replace him with? Would you go get Lincoln Riley? No. I don't want Lincoln Riley. He recruits, as you said, the state of Texas like he owns it, like it's part of Oklahoma. And he can't put a defense on the field. He hasn't matched Kirby at Oklahoma. Would I hire Dan Mullen? You got to be kidding me. He's never won a conference title. Now, this is what these guys will tell you. Kirby does less with more. Why don't you have more? Why does Kirby get to have more and you don't, and you don't hold your coaches responsible? Is there a sign leaving the state of Oklahoma and a sign leaving the state of Florida that your recruiting has to end here? You cannot go out and recruit on the same level that Kirby does, but you're happy with doing more with less. If I'm Greg McGarrity, and I got a four-year head coach that has won the SEC East three times, never lost to Florida, I don't know who I would go hire. Would I go hire Urban Meyer? No, because at any minute, Urban's not liable to get a headache and have to leave. Would I hire Nick Saban? No. What's he got, 4 years at best, maybe five? I'm not going to hire Nick Saban. I don't know who all these experts would have Georgia hire to replace Kirby with. I don't know. You know, you look at the Alabama dynasty, what Nick Saban has built at Alabama, and I think often, how many majors would Phil Mickelson have won if Tiger Woods didn't come along in his era? How many heavyweight titles would Joe Frazier have won if Muhammad Ali didn't happen to be in his era? Nick Saban makes it hard on everybody. So losing to Nick Saban, like I thought we would, with nine new starters, a fifth-string quarterback, and a new coordinator with no spring, I sit there with these guys and they ask me why I wasn't upset that we lost, because that's what I thought would happen. I think that it is Kirby's responsibility to have a dynamic quarterback on that football team, and Kirby has failed in that role of supplying Georgia with a great quarterback. Yes, he has. Justin got away after Jake Fromm come off a national title game. Justin got away and went to Ohio State. Would I replace Kirby with Ryan Day? No, because Ryan hadn't done what Kirby's done yet. So who would you replace Kirby with, Bill?
Well, I wouldn't, and they're not. There's no – that's just fan talk. Nobody at Georgia with any say-so was discussing Kirby Smart's future.
No, and I here again, people say, and one of my best friends on Twitter says, you know, here's Kirby, Rick 2.0. No, I don't know if people weren't watching football when Mark Richt was in his first 4 years at Georgia. But Mark Richt was going to every SEC school. He would go to your stadium and beat you. He had the best record in the SEC as a traveling head coach. Should have won two titles in those years. Should have won 2012. He didn't get it done. But he ran a great program. Do I want national titles? Yes, I do. Do I think Kirby can get them? Yes, I do. Dabo Swinney was 9 years. I don't know why people think you don't have to learn as a head coach to win natties. It's a process. So, no, I'm not disappointed with Kirby. I'm disappointed we lost a football game in Alabama to the greatest coach and one of the best dynasties. You know, Alabama went from 1979 to 2009, and I'm sure Jeff, too, can probably bean count that for me. A long period of time with one natty. When Nick Saban retires, Alabama fans, you are not going to plug and play another Nick Saban. So I would handle myself with class. I would take what Nick Saban has given you, be very proud of it, because you never know when the storm's coming and the desert's dry and there ain't no more water. With that, I'll just be doggone.
We are late here, so I can't take another one. Charlie, do we have somebody on hold we can get on the other side? Okay. So just hang tight. If you are on hold, hang, and we will get to you right after the break. First break, hour number two. Bowls of Steel, hour number three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
Been struggling this morning trying to get in from Jolton on a couple of different accidents on 24 eastbound. As you make your way again up past Whites Creek Pike, Bell Road at Arbor Common, that's a wreck over in Antioch. Still on scene of that two-car crash at Murfreesboro Pike at Smith Springs. Traffic's picking up in West Nashville now on I-40 east up by Charlotte Pike. Celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Napa Know-How. At Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in-store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. To know anything about college football, consult with the encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
It was like, you know, grandma beat up dad at the dinner table and just no one wanted to acknowledge that it happened.
Down to Jupiter, West Palm. That's the name of the city. People just don't know it. What's up, Jim?
Hey, that works for me. What a glorious day, waking up to J.I.B. busting Wenders, and oh man, what a way to start the show. That was one of the best calls I've ever heard, Bill, for real. The guy is seriously a five-star, five-pool player. I mean, that was just amazing. It was great.
I didn't think he was going to call him. I had my doubts. I wasn't even counting on it. I was surprised.
Well, if you look on Twitter, I did a tweet yesterday about a poll to see if he would call. I thought he'd call, and he did. I mean, there's no way if that guy's breathing air after Kentucky road stomps the team he hates the most that that guy wasn't calling. So the Middle Tennessee, get ready, because JIB is going to be tearing up all the radio stations today and all week.
It's true. That's not his only call, I'm thinking.
No. He's going to get them all, and you know Charlie's going to have to deal with them. I'm sure Charlie, he might annoy Charlie, but Charlie knows he's good radio, you know.
So, it's true. That's true.
But I called about my Noles. I also tweeted that last Saturday was, or yesterday, waking up Sunday, was the first time that I woke up happy after a Seminole football game in I don't know how many years. And it doesn't mean, like, I love how you said it, it doesn't mean Florida State's back. There are so many more losses on the schedule this year. But you can see it. You can see that there's life in the program. And, we almost gave it away there. But honestly, we shouldn't even have been in that game from the beginning. That was coaching. And that's what we've been lacking. And coaching, this guy Norvell had those kids pumped up, ready to go. And then at the end of the game, they did what they needed to do. Club Willie loses that game guaranteed. Guaranteed would have lost that game. So it was nice to see the Noles come out there and beat a top five team, whether they deserve to be top five or not. It was nice. Hey, did you see, Bill, that we're actually like touchdown underdogs this week? So, I mean, we're not there yet, you know. We're not there at all. But it is a good feeling to show that we can, you know, we can step back up here and there, and the future will be good. It's just going to take a lot of years. It's going to take, you know, a couple of years. And this guy, the one thing I do worry about with Norvell is he's going to have to recruit elite talent. That's the one thing I worry about. But everything else I think will be okay. What do you think?
Yeah, but when Florida State is playing well, that naturally will attract players, I think. I think that will help the cause. I do.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. But the problem is, and this is what I said, you know, it's, you're not going to see a lot of that this year. You know, we're down.
Right.
This isn't Florida State talent. And you're going to have to sell the future to kids. You're going to have to sell that you can be Florida State again, that you will get early playing time. Something that Florida State normally doesn't, you know, we don't normally, hey, you can go right in there and play. You usually got to wait a little bit, you know. But now that's what you got to sell. You got to sell that you could play right away, and you could be part of the rebirth of the program. That's what he's going to have to do. So if he does that, I have no doubt that we'll get back, because the guy can coach. And I mean, you can see it. You can see on the sidelines, he gets these guys in these team huddles before they go back after a timeout. And man, they're pumped up. They're ready to go. Club Willie would have been on the sideline like dancing with a backpack with these guys. Norvell's out there coaching, getting them ready, telling them where to be, what to do. We got the right guy. It's just going to take time. So Noles, you know, don't get down as we get more L's on more losses, because it's going to happen. And you know, you get whatever wins you can get this year, and then you got to win on signing day. You got to win on signing day. That's what I got for you, Bill. You have
Jim,
a great day, and
yes,
best show ever.
Thank you, Jim. Down in Jupiter, West Palm. We'll go completely, I mean completely the other way, with the Big Ten getting started actually Friday night. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey.
Bill, I'm so excited that Rutgers is starting up Saturday against Michigan State. I think Shiano found enough, like, viable players on the scrap heap with the transfer portal that at least he brought in some hold the fort guys. So we'll see what happens. This is a bigger task than when he started coaching here, you know, back in 2000. So it should be interesting.
Hey, looking forward to it.
Did did you see that ESPN special on college football where it talked about Lavelle Edwards was recruited? He was the only Mormon that could coach the single wing. And then what evolved was that whole Steve Young, Robbie Bosco era. Like, he went from the single wing to just airing it out. Did you ever see that?
I did not. Probably good, but I didn't get to see it.
Really good. I'll send you the names of it, but you could watch it on ESPN on demand. But they even did a big thing, one thing on recruiting. You should have been mentioned in this whole segment when they talked about recruiting and how recruiting is done now and how it's followed by fans. This is you're like the George Washington of recruiting, Phil.
Didn't get to see it, but I'm sure it was good. Most of those specials they do are very good. They are.
And Jeff in the Borough, it was kind of like an Easter Sunday moment. He got resurrected.
People were sending me messages on Twitter all weekend. If he doesn't show up on Monday, Bill, he's not alive. And I'm starting to worry. I'm starting to worry, and there he was. That was him. That was not an imposter. We all know that was him. Nobody else can do that.
You got to love it. You got to love it. Hey, Bill, what did you say, though? This season is like spring ball with opponents. I mean, it's just it's great. Thank God we have it to watch and enjoy. But teams are discombobulated just from everything that's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not what we're typically used to, but I've got to tell you, when I flip the TV on Saturday and I'm bracing for a long, beautiful, glorious day of college football, I don't feel any different than any other year. Now, maybe that's just me. I don't notice the crowd size. I don't notice that all the teams aren't playing. It feels like any other typical, very fun college football year to me. It does. I might be in the minority on that.
But this week with the Big Ten, now you'll have the SEC is playing. The Big Ten's going to be playing.
Yeah.
It's you know, there's going to be so many more games. You're going to be, you know, channel surfing more. I just think it gets more exciting. I think it's awesome what's transpired so far. I mean, do you think is BYU, is this their year to be like a team that's talked about?
Like 1984 when they beat a 6-5 Michigan team and were voted the champions? I don't think that's going to happen. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But that's a good-looking football team now. I think they deserve to be talked about for sure.
Well, they know college football is the greatest game in the world, Bill.
I agree, sir. I agree. Be good, Jim. Thank you.
You too, my friend.
There he is. From West Palm all the way up to Ramsey, New Jersey. Tell you what, need the break right here. Aliquippa Bob, if you can hang tight, we will get to you on the other side, but need the break. Remember now, 30 minutes plus, and we're into hour number 3, and that means you can give us your Bowls of Steel nomination. So keep those handy. Don't put them out yet. Had a few people send them over the weekend, and that's fine, but you're going to have to resend them because I won't find them. You have to resend them so they'll be recent so we can grab hold of them and use them in hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine. Reach out and touch someone.
Good morning. Traffic's busy out here as expected this time of the morning, especially coming past the airport here on I-40 as we look at it live here at Donaldson Pike. Working a wreck at Bell Road right at the interstate and also a crash at Murfreesboro Pike at Smith Springs. Traffic's really picked up now. Coming through Kingston Springs, all the traffic flow on 40 East now coming out of Dixon County. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, music, food, live entertainment. It's safe. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 76. Slight chance of showers tonight, low 61. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 80. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 59. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 83. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Yeah, if you don't know, that's Seabus Steve. He's a big Notre Dame fan. He lives in Seabus, Ohio. We think he was flushing a toilet. You hear that? The background during the clip? That's another famous clip from a couple of years ago. Al Equipa Bob, welcome in.
Bill. Good morning, Bill.
What's up, Bob? Bill? Got you right here, sir.
I thought I lost you. I heard a couple clicks on this end. I thought I lost you. So how did we not know that we were going to hear from the virus this morning, Bill?
I didn't expect it. I got to admit, man, I was not counting. I didn't even think about it. I just didn't think he'd call. I was wrong.
I think Jim in West Palm had it right when he put his poll out yesterday. As soon as they beat Tennessee, he was on that poll. So I think he had it right. But hey, Bill, this business of giving of you know, Indiana plus +9 against Penn State, I think I'm betting Indiana. I mean, they give us fits every time they play us, and it's always a nail biter down to the end. Doesn't matter what the records are, and Indiana's got a pretty good team this year.
It's a well-coached, very stable. Tell you what Indiana reminds me of a little bit, just as far as being solid and well-coached, is Kentucky. I know they don't like to be compared because they're basketball enemies more so, but that's what they remind me of.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, Bill, the reason I called, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Bama-Georgia game. You know, last week I put out on Twitter that I thought Georgia's offensive line against Bama's defensive front seven would be the difference in the game. And that was a factor. I think, you know, Bama was able in the second half to make adjustments, and they were able to rush four, put pressure on Stetson Bennett, and they were able to drop seven back into coverage, and they caused a lot of problems. A couple interceptions helped turn the game around. But, you know, Bill, the one thing I didn't see coming was Bama's wide receivers. And I think, Bill, that was the big difference in the game. You know, Georgia, Bama was able to hold 6 and 7 in the block and protect Mac Jones. And Georgia couldn't get to him. And Mechie, Smith, and Waddle just tore them up. And I had spoken with Kevin Hagan on Saturday, and he told me, watch out for Devontae Smith. He said he is going to have a tremendous game tonight against Georgia. And Kevin, I got to give you all the credit in the world. And you know, Bill, with Mac Jones, with the way he's throwing the ball and his accuracy, I have a question for you. Do you think this year's Alabama is last year's LSU?
Got to remember, LSU wasn't all that good on defense a year ago. They kept getting better, but it was the Joe Burrow, those magnificent receivers, Clyde Edwards-Helaire running back. I mean, that was more the theme. And this Alabama team, I'm not saying that Mac Jones is Joe Burrow, but he's having a heck of a year. He's got a phenomenal threesome at receiver. He's got Najee Harris. He's got a stout offensive line. It's a good thought. I we'll see. I was just thinking, though, between Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State, those three stand out. And, again, we haven't even seen the Bucs yet, about to. It's going to take a lot of points to beat them, whoever it is.
Well, yeah, Bill. And Ohio State is going to be the same thing as Alabama. I mean, you have Justin Fields, and then they have a stable of receivers. And I don't know all of them. I don't follow Ohio State that closely, but I know there's a lot of
my there. Favorite is Chris Olave, who was not a big-name recruit, but I think he's developed into a phenomenal receiver for them.
Exactly. And they're going to – you know what, Bill? When Penn State plays Ohio State, it's going to be the same pattern. It's going as this Georgia-Alabama game. It's going to be Penn State's front seven against Ohio State's offensive line, and because look, Ohio State's wide receivers are going to score points. Okay, Penn State has a nice secondary, they're a good secondary, but Ohio State's receivers are something special. And Penn State's going to have to be able to get pressure on Justin Fields so that they can drop 7 or 8 back into coverage, which is awful hard to do. And on the other side of the ball, you know, our wide receivers are all very young; they're very talented. But we're probably going to be starting a freshman or two. So, and if they don't start, they're going to have a pretty active role inside the passing game. But when I look at Alabama, you know, they have a better-than-average defense. You've got Najee Harris. You've got those three wide receivers. You've got Mac Jones that can put the ball, you know, on the money. I mean, he's dropping the ball where it has to be thrown. And last year, you know, Bill, we started taking notice of Jeff Burrow and LSU about this time in the season, about halfway through, and the way they were lighting up the scoreboard. So I'm just thinking that Mac Jones is only going to get better, that Alabama passing game is only going to get better. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I know Ohio State has a pretty good defense. I don't know about Clemson. I mean, I've watched Clemson a couple of times, Bill, but the competition, again, is just – they're not playing anybody, Bill, but they're doing what they have to do.
So yeah, they're scrimmaging.
Are they up there? Yeah, it is, Bill. It's a scrimmage, and I don't mean to put a, you know, the ACC down, but there's no one there that there's no measuring stick like we had this week with Alabama and Georgia. So, yeah, I think those are the top three.
Bob, I appreciate it, bud, and I can't wait to see your Nits play. Can't wait.
Excuse me, I can't either, Bill. I'm looking forward to finally being able to watch some Big Ten football. So, and looking forward to that Michigan-Minnesota game. I think that's going to be very entertaining, as is Penn State-Indiana. So we'll talk with you later, Bill.
Ron on Twitter up in Avon Lake, Ohio, big Nebraska fan. Bill, finally game week for the Big Ten, and Buckeye fans are back to their obnoxious ways. I think Nebraska will cover Josh's point spread of 500 million, but may struggle to cover the actual 23-point spread. Just glad they're playing. Go Big Red, he says. Scott, Bill, Roll Tide over Rocky Flop. Rocky Top fired their D-line coach. I don't know if you saw this. I don't know. Did the D-line coach, is he bothering Jarrett Garantano? Is the D-line coach in Tennessee affecting Garantano to the point where we are seeing his ineffectiveness? What's going on there? Is Jeremy Pruitt doing this just to deflect the criticism? Wow. Wow. Steven down in Louisiana. Bill, you bring up an excellent point. TVs can only put a certain amount of games on Saturday. On Saturdays, I pick out my games. I want to follow and that's it. Well, I've told you. You get, at least I get to the point where if I've got too many, then I'm just distracted. So about five going at one time, five different broadcasts, I can concentrate on and I don't feel overwhelmed. And within those broadcasts, you get highlight packages of the games that might not be as important for you that day, but you still want to keep up and see, again, the highlights of what's been going on. To me, that's my best formula. Yeah, it works best for me. And I don't feel like I'm missing anything either. But if it was just a function of as many TVs as you can put up, at some point you just end up not seeing anything. Yeah, I don't like that feeling. I think you can go too far. Major Moves. Now, Major Moves sent me an email the other day and said, basically, Bill, I've been a West Virginia fan my whole life, and I'm out. And he listed a bunch of reasons, his reasons. I respect that. And he says, I'm going to have to adopt another team. I don't know if he's done that. I think he's searching. But he says, Bill, here's some random thoughts from week 7. Tennessee is still a couple of years away from anything significant. Bama offense is underrated, and they are now officially wide receiver U. Notre Dame, Bill, has no business being ranked in the top 10. And he says, would Texas make a move for Mark Stoops if the situation presents itself? He's making a lot of money at Kentucky. He's got a big buyout, but he's attractive. I don't know that he's looking to leave Kentucky. I think he likes it. I think that staff's very happy there, too. Now, back to Notre Dame. That game against Louisville, a team that has not been playing defense, a team that's pretty electric offensively at times, Louisville, and Notre Dame got very little done offensively. Now, the defense played well. Clark Lee's team, they gave up really one drive. And that was in the to begin the second half? Yeah. We talked about Romeo Crennel in the Titans game yesterday going for two at the end when an extra point makes it an 8-point game. A dumb decision. End up losing the ball game. Very dumb decision. Right before half, Notre Dame's up 6-0. They're kicking field goals. They got the ball on about the 10. They run a fake kick where was it the kicker or the holder? I don't remember. I think it was the kicker. They pitch it. They toss it to him, and he's about 3 yards short. It was a terrible idea. They turn the ball over to Louisville up 6-0 right before half. Another really poor call by Brian Kelly. I'm not anti-Brian Kelly, like a lot of people are. Brian Kelly's done a good job for the most part. But that was – I saw more pick sixes this last weekend and maybe more poor coaching decisions than I am used to. One more here before the break. Hoptown Boy, big Kentucky fan. He's happy. Bill, Terry Wilson is one of only two Kentucky quarterbacks to win both at Neyland Stadium and the Swamp. The other is Derek Ramsey. You got to go all the way back to the 70s, y'all, for Derek Ramsey. Also, it's obnoxious, he says, that Garantano has incriminating evidence against Skolcan. Hashtag bust that winder. Jeremy Pruitt is acting like a stubborn old man. Jeremy Pruitt's only, what, 38, 39? He's acting like a stubborn old man who just won't change his mind just because. He's got a quarterback who cannot throw the football. He's scared to death. He's got a quarterback who has no pocket awareness. He's so scared. If you're going to lose, why not lose with youth? something you can build on. You cannot build with Jarrett Garantano. You just can't. But stubbornly, they won't change. Did you see Tennessee's offense? It basically turned into, he's scared to throw. We might as well not call it. And it's Eric Gray and the A-gaps. Nothing wrong with that. Eric Gray's a good player. No balance at all. They literally took the playbook and threw it out the press box during the game. That's how bad things are with that offense in Tennessee. And they refuse to do anything with the quarterback. Let me ask you something, folks. Would you rather lose with a young quarterback who you can build with or lose with a veteran who's done? It's a pretty easy common sense answer there. Pretty easy. Balls of Steel. Can't wait for hour number three. Yeah, Balls of Steel. Get me your nominations. Not yet. Wait about 10 minutes, then we'll be ready. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
I got a recipe for you, okay? It's going to blow your mind. Now, you like to deep fry. I understand that. And it's very, very good. I've had them before. They're delicious. Now, first off, you start with your stuffing. This is where I blow your mind. Get yourself 10 frozen White Castle hamburgers, a cup and a half of diced celery, 1 1/4 teaspoon of thyme, 1 1/4 teaspoon of sage, black pepper, and 1/4 cup of chicken broth. Now, these burgers probably are thawed out by now. You want to thaw it out. And then crumble them up, mix that all together, stuff it in your bird. And then what you do is you get a heavy-duty aluminum foil. Before you wrap up your bird, rub it down real good. Take your injector, hot butter, melted, inject it in the breast and underneath the skin, wrap it up, cook it for 5 hours at 325, and you're going to blow your mind.
Good morning. Traffic's really picked up the last few minutes. 40 westbound coming through Mount Juliet right now. All that traffic flow coming out of Wilson County this time of the morning. 500 block of Hillwood in front of that library there in West Nashville on the scene of an accident. Mopping up that earlier crash in Bell Road at I-24. Traffic's heavy through Kingston Springs right now. It's been in pretty good shape so far on 40 East coming out of Dixon County. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance. Like a Hoover wind tunnel vacuum, right now just $119, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Some exclusions apply, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
We know who we are. Vanderbilt man, look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man, he is smart, and he wears world glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
Couple here, and I'll get a call. Josh, Bill, Ohio State is this year's LSU. Y'all got to learn this weekend. The only difference is that Ohio State will be good again next year, too. And he says Buckeyes will have the best O-line in the country, so it's going to be tough to get any pressure on Fields. Down to T-Town, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where they had a pretty good day on Saturday, to say the least. What's up, Tom?
How you doing, Mr. Bill? Good to talk to you.
Morning, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was a great game. I was afraid that this might be the year that Georgia would rise up and get us, but all of that was going on Saturday with all the games and me watching and being consumed by everything. What was amazing was I didn't realize till Sunday morning we shut those guys out in the second half.
You did, yeah.
And did you catch that? A lot of that Memphis UCF game on Saturday.
I had it on pretty much the whole way, and that game, other than the outcome, went exactly like every one of those games between UCF and Memphis goes. Usually, though, Memphis doesn't win. This time they came back and won. And Ryan Silverfield, who's their head coach, is a guy I know. He's the O-line coach. And that was a nice win for him. I was happy for them.
I mean, I said to myself, that game isn't going to go over the total because I was amazed how many times each side rushed the ball. And I thought, wow, this is somewhat unreal, isn't it? You would think, I mean, they're just going to just fling it all over the field every chance they get. And yet they ran the ball a lot on both sides.
Yeah, those offenses are revved up. But if again, you go back historically, the last several, three, four times, five times they played, that's exactly the same game they play every time. Except Memphis never wins it. Memphis never wins it. This time they did.
A couple things. That's amazing because they were down 35-21 and got it done.
Right.
I'm glad that JIB is back. And if I can say, after that call, the great Nick Vitale would say, JIB is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
All right. Tom, be good, bud. Have a good day,
you
man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Down in T-Town. Balls of Steel coming up. Coach Marshall, Bill, could Pruitt maybe fire Derek Mason, please? Again, I'm repeating some news here, and I'm not kidding. Jeremy Pruitt has fired his D-line coach, Jimmy Brumbaugh. No. That's not a typo. You mean, Bill, you've got to be meaning he's done something like with his quarterback coach is Chris Winkie, former really, really good player at Florida State. That's the QB coach. And I don't think Winkie ought to be fired. Winkie's doing what he's told by Pruitt. I'm not laying this on Winkie at all. But, yeah, no, it's not a typo. They have fired their D-line coach. The defense isn't the problem at Tennessee. Oh, you can always be better. I'm not saying they're invincible at all. But D has been pretty solid at Tennessee. D was not the problem against Kentucky at all. Yeah, so the D-line coach who they just hired for this year. I think he's got a two-year deal, so they owe him for, what, about a year and a half. He'll be okay. Jordan, who goes to Purdue. He's a big Purdue guy, goes to school there. Says, Bill, it's finally Big Ten time. Boilers, Hawkeyes should be a good one this weekend. Hope Brom can be on the sidelines. We were looking at the spreads, and Purdue was a slight favorite, unless that's a typo. I think like 2 points in that game. West Coast Sooner, Bill Waddle is a generational type of talent. Been impressed with him since day one. All right, hour three coming up. Get your Bowls of Steel nominations ready. I'm coming to them.
We beat y'all asses, this boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.